大家早。
I'd like to thank Pastor Choi and Wen and Judy for helping me and translating today.
我要谢谢蔡牧师，还有文豪，还有我来跟参加这一次的这个分享。
And I'd like to thank the team from Brazil for being an example for us.
并且也谢谢巴西短宣会，让我们有这么好的一个榜样。
And I'd like to thank the choir as well for singing that song.
并且要谢谢诗班为我们的美好献诗。
So I'd like to open us in a word of prayer.
让我们一起由祷告开始。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just heard the choir sing "Here I Am."
亲爱的天父，我们刚刚听到诗班唱《我在这里》。
And I pray that we can all just be fully present for you.
让我们全然敞开，为你而听。
To hear what you want us to hear.
求你让我们听到我们要听的。
And to go where you want us to go.
并且让我们去你要我们去的。
Thank you for this time that we could spend together with you.
谢谢主赐福给我们这样的时间。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning I want to talk about my testimony. I'm not a missionary abroad, but I see myself as a local missionary.
我要今天跟大家分享我的见证。我虽然不是一个在海外的短宣传道人，可是我觉得我好像是在附近的一个传道人。
In the same way, I think you should see yourselves as local missionaries wherever you go. I think you're a light for Jesus.
所以说，虽然是你不需要去很远的地方，你可以在你所在地作为一个传道人。
So this morning, I'd like to talk about the rich young ruler and the treasures in heaven.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的是年轻富有的官和天国的财富。
So Judy will now read the passage for you.
让我来阅读马可福音第十章第十七到第二十三节。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，问他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的。”不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说：“你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。”他听见了这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了。因为他的产业很多，耶稣周围一看，对门徒说：“有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？”
Okay. So, in the story of the rich young ruler, I think he's actually a lot like us Chinese people.
我觉得在这故事里面，这个年轻富有的官，很多地方像我们中国人呢。
And I grew up in San Francisco, and I was a lot like a rich young ruler. You see the next slide.
我以前呢是在三藩市长大，我觉得在某种程度，我就像是那个年轻富有的官。
So, like the rich young ruler, I was young and enthusiastic, and the rich young ruler ran up to Jesus.
我呢就像是那个热情的那个年轻官，他就是很积极的跑到耶稣面前。
And he was very respectful, and he said, bow down and said, good teacher.
他向耶稣跪下，他是一个富有敬老尊贤的人。
And he was very aware of status differences, so when I was young, I was always scared of older people because they could yell at me.
他这个年轻少年官可是很注重身份地位，所以说在老人家面前都是很敬重，而我呢，从小就很害怕老人家。
But most of all, I was like the rich young ruler in that I wanted to follow the rules and do the right things.
最重要的，我像是那个年轻少年官，因为呢，我时时刻刻想要做正确的事情。
So the rich young ruler said he followed the Ten Commandments.
所以这个年轻少年官说他谨守十诫。
So I went to church in San Francisco and I followed the three commandments for Chinese kids.
那我呢？当时呢是在三藩市的一个中国教会，所以说呢，我就那时候呢遵守他们的三戒。
So the first is to love God with your whole heart.
第一个呢就是要全心的爱神。
And the second most important thing is honor your mother and father.
第二呢就是孝敬父母。
And then the third thing is to study hard.
第三呢就是要努力读书。
And then commandments 4 through 10 are study hard.
第四到第十节通通都是用功读书，用功读书，用功读书。
So I was like the rich young ruler. I did all the right things. Went to church, read the Bible, prayed at night.
所以我就像是那个少年官一样的，我读书，然后我去读经祷告。
And so when I studied hard, I was able to get accepted to Stanford University.
因为我很努力用功，所以说呢，我就得到了史丹佛大学的录取。
And when I received my acceptance letter, I was really excited, and I remember running up to Washington High.
那当时我收到了他们的录取，我好兴奋，我就跑到了华盛顿高中。
And you could see all of San Francisco at night.
在晚上的时候，你可以看到整个三藩市的夜景。
And I thought, wow, I have all this opportunity in the world.
我觉得我有这所有全世界的机会。
It's like the world is my oyster.
好像这个世界就像是一个生蚝。
So in many ways, I felt like the rich young ruler with a lot of opportunity and hope.
所以我那时候感觉好像就是那一个富有的少年官，有很多的希望，有很多的机会。
But when I went to Stanford, I learned some ways of the world that I didn't think were helpful.
可是当我去了史丹佛读书的时候，我发现有一些错误的观念进来了。
The first idea that I received was that I felt like at Stanford, a lot of the other rich and rulers thought that the world was theirs to consume.
那其中一个观念呢，就像是跟其他的那些年轻富有的少年人，我会觉得说这个福音呢，像是一个商品。
That life was something you experience, so people had bucket lists of all the things they wanted to experience in life.
生命呢，人生就是要去经历你所有能够经历的，因此呢，大家通通都有一个很长的一些事项想要去尝试。
And so even we Christians buy into that mentality.
所以即使是我们基督徒，似乎也采纳了这种想法。
People go church shopping to find what best fits their needs.
所以说我们到各个不同的教会去选看哪一个最适合我。
Or we're always trying to get a new spiritual experience to have.
或者我们一直在追求一个全新的属灵经验。
So I'm still like that because I'm always waiting for the weekend.
我可能也还是有点这个意思，这种感觉，因为我一直等候这个周末的来到。
And if you're Chinese, I'm always thinking, what am I going to eat next?
如果说你是像我是中国人的话，老是想着我下一顿要吃什么。
Whenever I talk to my mom, she tells me what she just ate.
我每次跟我妈妈说话，她都会告诉我她刚刚吃了什么。
So everything is about consuming and, you know, experience life to the fullest.
每一项都是享受，然后经历到最顶尖。
The other bad mentality I learned was that, You're entitled to a lot of stuff if you achieve it.
另外一个错误的观念就是说，如果说你努力，你是有权利去拥有。
So if you work hard, you deserve to have good things.
所以如果说你努力，那你就应该有收获啊。
I remember I asked my professor, you know, I didn't know what to do. I asked her, how do you get a good job?
那时候我问我的辅导，在大学里头问说，怎么样才能找到一个好工作？
And she said, just be the best.
他说：“你就是努力做那顶尖的就对了。”
Because if you're best, then you'll get a good job.
因为如果说你是最好的，那你就会有个工作。
And that's the assumption. You could be the best, and then if you're the best, you're entitled to all you deserve.
这个迷思的就是说，如果说你努力做那顶尖的，那你就有权去拥有那最好的。
So that's my thinking, and after college, I actually worked for the mayor of San Francisco.
所以我大学毕业之后，我就在这个三藩市市政厅工作。
So I really was a rich young ruler with power and wealth.
所以那时候我还真算是一个富有的少年官，因为我既有权又有钱。
But that's where the passage really struck me and probably meets you too.
可是呢，就是在这个时候，这段经文呢提醒了我。
Because even though I was doing all the right things,
也虽然我都是什么事情都做得很对。
I was going to church, I was praying, and I was reading the Bible.
我既去教会又祷告，并且还读圣经。
I still wanted to meet Jesus in a deeper, fuller way.
我想要更深的去遇见、认识耶稣。
And So what I did, and then when I read the scripture about the rich young ruler, I felt like Jesus was really inviting me.
当我看到这一段有关于说年轻富有的关这段经文的时候，我觉得上帝好像在邀请我。
I felt like if the Bible is really true, then when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor," what does that mean?
如果说圣经上说的都对的，那当耶稣说那贫穷的人有福了，那这什么意思啊？
When Jesus says, when you serve the least of these, you're serving me, what does that look like?
当耶稣说，当你服侍那最小的，就等于服侍我，这是什么样的一个图片呢？
And when Jesus was asking the rich young ruler to sell everything, was he really literally asking me to sell everything to follow him?
当耶稣问这个青年富有的这个官，叫他去变卖所有，然后去跟随他，难道耶稣真的就要我去变卖所有，去跟随他吗？
Now, if he was really asking him to sell everything, that's why the rich young ruler clouded over and felt tortured.
如果真的是要变卖所有，那难怪那个富有的少年官就觉得说是愁眉苦脸了。
He couldn't give up his wealth.
他没有办法舍掉他所有的财富。
He couldn't give up all that opportunity.
他不能放弃那么多的机会。
And like him, I want the best of both worlds.
就像是他，我想要两边都要。
As Chinese Americans, we grow up expecting the best of both China and the United States.
就像是美国长大的孩子，我们都想要既有中国的好处，也有美国文化的优点。
So we could have boba and dim sum.
既有波霸奶茶跟点心。
And then we could be, you know, watch the Warriors get the NBA championship, and we're champions too.
并且可以看各式各样精彩的篮球赛。
Oh, you guys don't relate to the Warriors too much.
你们可能不会跟我一样的对那种感觉。
So I wanted the best of everything. I want the best of the world has to offer, but I also wanted the best that God has to offer.
我既要这世界给我的，同时呢，也要上帝最好的恩典。
And that's why I was torn. That's why the rich young ruler was tortured.
所以说我很受苦啊，这也就是为什么这个青年官受苦的关系。
And maybe that's why, even though I tried to do all the right things, I felt my life with God was dry.
所以虽然说我似乎什么事情都做得很好，可是我觉得我的属灵生命很枯干。
So can you relate to that?
你能够理解我的想法吗？
So.Jesus said that he's offering us treasures in heaven.
所以耶稣说他要给我们一个宝藏，在属天的宝藏。
It's like a treasure in a field worth selling everything you have for.
就好像是这个宝藏真宝贵，你愿意变卖你所有一切来换得它。
It's like a pearl of great price worth selling everything for.
像是一颗重价的珠子。
So I'm going to tell you about a little bit aboutThe treasures in heaven that I think I found.
那我想跟大家分享一下我所找到的这美好的宝藏。
Because what I did was I decided just for 3 months I was going to give up what I had, move to Oakland just for 3 months, and try to see how I could meet Jesus among the poor.
那我那时候呢，心里打算是就三个月，只有三个月，我就离开三藩市。搬到 Oakland 去住，然后呢，住在贫民区那里，看看说我可以经历上帝什么。
So I moved. It's like doing a short-term mission, like the people who went to Brazil.
就好像是巴西短宣队，我就呢做个短宣到 Oakland 吧。
And probably like the people who went to Brazil, I began to see Jesus in whole new ways.
就像是这巴西短宣队的弟兄姐妹，我开始感受神在一个完全全新的领域里。
So I moved into the most robbed neighborhood, and Oakland is the most robbed city in the nation.
我去到了一个最险恶的一个社区，而 Oakland 自己本身就是一个最险恶的城市。
This is a picture across the street from where I live. We have the largest homeless encampment by our church.
这个图片所照出来的就是我对面的它的这个围墙就长得这个样子。
And it's called the Murder Dubs because there's so much street violence in our area.
而这条街的名字呢就叫做杀人 Dubs, 因为那里的暴力实在太频繁。
So I moved there and it seems really dangerous, seems really poor, seems really bad, that God is absent.
那里个看起来好像是实在是很恶劣暴力而且实在是很不行啊可是呢上帝却在那里。
It's certainly not why my grandparents moved from China to the US to live like this.
我那时候那个祖父母来美国绝对不是要来住这的吧。
But I think I found treasures in heaven that were worth selling everything for.
可是就在这里，我找到了那属天的宝藏，是值得我变卖一切的宝藏。
So I didn't just stay for 3 months, I stayed for a decade in this apartment complex.
结果呢，我不只单单在那三个月，我在那留了十年，就在这里住。
I met my wife there, and I decided to raise my family there. For the last 30 years, I've been living here.
那我在那里认识了我的太太，然后之后呢，我们就决定在这里定居下来生孩子，然后我们在那里住了已经有三十年了。
Because I still think I meet God by following Jesus and trying to give up everything I have for Him.
因为我觉得至今都是这样认为，当我变卖了一切跟随耶稣的时候，我能够丰丰富富的拥有他。
So let me tell you quickly some of the treasures I've received.
那我跟大家分享一下，我得到了什么样的丰富。
The first is a treasure of simplicity.
第一就是简朴的可贵。
Jesus told the rich young ruler to get rid of everything because that stuff that he had was holding him down.
耶稣叫那少年官，就是说变卖你所有的，因为就是这些物质拦阻了他。
So selling everything he has wasn't a hard burden, it's actually a gift.
其实这不是牺牲啊，变卖所有的，这是一个祝福。
I learned about the treasure of simplicity in China.
我在中国的时候真学到了这朴实的可贵。
So when I went to China, I lived like the people I worked with.
那时候呢，我就跟我其他同事一样，住的、吃的都跟他们一起。
So here I am in Wuhan, and I lived in the dorms.
我住在武汉的一个宿舍。
And we had no heating, no hot water.
既没有暖气，也没有热水。
And back then there was nothing to do. There was no media.
那里呢也没有什么电视传播。
But even though it's a very simple life, I found it a very rich life.
虽然是很简朴的生活，可是确实丰富。
Because I had nothing to do, all I would do is go for long bike rides and talk to people and meet God.
因为呢，既然没什么好玩的，那我就经常骑着脚踏车，然后跟其他人交谈，并且去寻见神。
So my American relatives would say, "Oh, I bet you miss everything in the United States."
所以我美国的亲戚会说，哎呀，我想你一定很想念美国吧。
But I thought to myself, no, I realize I don't need everything we have in the United States.
可是我想，其实不，我也不需要这么多美国的这些休闲品。
Okay, and then there was another lesson I learned about simplicity in China.
另外呢，一个简朴的功课呢是。
So many of you probably can remember back in China in the 80s, everybody dressed the same.
大家可能记得，就是在80年的时候，在中国，大家穿的都是一样的衣服。
And before it got liberalized, they didn't have many things to sell, and there wasn't much media or commercials.
那时候呢，因为没有什么经济开放，所以说也没什么广告可讲的，卖的什么东西似的。
So there were no mirrors, so I would wake up and I would just go like this when I woke up, and just like .
既然没有镜子，早上起来的时候我就拨两下头发就算了。
So I look really ugly.
我看起来很丑。
But I would go to my classroom and everybody looked like me.
可是呢，我去学校上课的时候，人人都像我。
They all had bad hair too, right?
每一个人的头发都乱七八糟。
We were all ugly.
我们每一个都丑。
But we were all happy.
可是我们都高兴。
Right? And then what happened is during Lunar New Year, I went to Hong Kong.
结果呢，在过新年的时候，我去了香港。
And Hong Kong is the capital of capitalism.
结果香港呢，是这个奢侈品的首都。
And so I would see all the advertisements and all the mirrors.
到处看的都是广告镜子。
And I would compare myself and realize, gee, I'm ugly.
结果呢，我不知不觉就把我跟他们这些比了一下，我觉得我好丑哦。
And I felt the big need to get new shampoo.
我就觉得我实在需要买一罐新的洗发水。
Living simply helped me realize I don't have to have all the stuff, and I don't have to worry about how I look.
简朴的生活让我知道，我不需要拥有这么多，而且也不需要在乎我看起来像什么样子。
So I tried to keep that lifestyle simplicity when I moved to Oakland.
所以当我去了 Oakland 的时候，我也继续的持守这个简朴的生活。
I moved into an apartment with four of us, and we used our living room for a classroom.
那时候我跟另外三位呢一起共租一个apartment, 然后我们用我们的客厅来做教课室。
So we lived a lot with Cambodian refugees and Latino undocumented people.
所以说我们附近呢有很多是柬埔寨的人，或者是说是没有身份的这个西班牙裔。
And so we tutored the kids and taught English.
我们教他们英文，给他们补习。
And the Christians are about 10 Christians. We began to share meals together every day.
大概有十个基督徒相聚在一起，我们每一次呢都是一起共同进餐。
And that shared life, those shared meals, they saved money.
这样子一起吃饭呢，省钱呢。
But they also saved us time.
而且节省时间。
So with that time, we were able to spend more time doing ministry.
所以有了这多出来的时间呢，我们就可以有多一点的时间来服事。
And we were also able to pray more.
我们可以更加祷告。
And we are also able to have a deeper community as we live together.
让我们聚在一起，我们可以有更深的交流。
It's a lot like the Brazil team when they traveled together and ate together. You have this like rich life that you wish. Why can't we always do that?
就好像呢，那个巴西短宣队一起行动，一起吃饭，就觉得说很甘甜。为什么我们不能够每时每刻都这样呢？
So even during this missions conference.I think leading a lifestyle of simplicity will enable you to save money so that you could give more.
即使就是在这单单这一个月的宣教月，如果说我们可以过简朴的生活，我们可以省点钱呢。
And I'm really impressed by all the organizations that your church sponsors.
而且呢，也很感谢看到贵教会有资助这么多的这个宣教机构。
So I just encourage you, live a little more simply so that you could give more and partner in the gospel.
所以我鼓励大家能够过简朴一点的生活，可以多一点的奉献，然后并且可以传扬福音。
Yeah, so you could give up a boba and then partner in the gospel instead.
你可以一边省一点的波霸的钱，然后另外一头呢，可以多一点的宣教的奉献。
It'll be healthier and you'll have treasures in heaven.
对你自己也好，健康一点，同时呢，你也可以再有属天的宝藏。
Okay, the second treasure I'd like to share about is this, the gift of solidarity.
另外一个宝藏要跟大家分享的就是团结。
So we were living with a lot of drug dealers.
因为我们的附近有很多的毒枭。
And we began to call the police on them.
我们就打电话去叫警察。
And so the drug dealers began to threaten us and slash our tires.
结果这些毒枭呢就开始威胁我们，并且呢刮我们的轮胎。
And then one of them stole my laptop.
然后其中一位呢，竟然偷了我电脑。
Now that made me really mad because I was a grad student and all my research, all my work was on that laptop.
那这个我可火了，因为呢，我那时候是研究生，所有的研究都在那电脑里面。
It would be as if someone stole your phone.
就好像有人偷了你的手机。
You go, I can't live without my phone. I wake up and look at my phone. I go to sleep and look at my phone. I can't live without my phone.
你没有手机活不下去的。你早上起来就要看手机，不是吗？
So I was really angry because every day I would see the drug dealers and they would stare at me and I would stare at them.
我可是很生气，因为每天早上我都会看见这些毒枭，他们瞪着我，我也瞪着他们。
But then word on the street was that I could buy my computer back.
结果呢，马路上传来消息，我可以买回我的电脑。
And I was really excited because I got a word on the street.
我可兴奋了，因为我竟然从道上听到消息。
It's like hearing from the Holy Spirit or something.
就好像是从圣灵听到声音似的。
So word on the street was if I went to the guy Roach who lived across from me, Roach lived with this convicted manslaughterer George. If I go to Roach, he could get my computer for me.
然后呢，他对面有一个邻居叫 Roach。这个 Roach 呢，跟着另外一个300磅的这个杀人犯呢，叫做 George， 他们住在一起。然后 Roach 说呢，他可以帮我要回他的电脑。
So I go to Roach, and he said, "Yeah, I'll get you your computer back."
然后 Roach 说，是啊，我可以帮你拿回来。
And I was all excited. I called the police.
我很兴奋呢，我就打电话给警察。
And I said, "Hey, I got a word on the street. Roach says I could get my computer back."
我说这道上传来说，我可以把我的电脑要回来。
So they said, "Great, we'll wire you, and then we're going to arrest the guys."
他说好啊，这机会来了，那我就给你那个摆上这些电线、无线东西，然后你就去跟他们谈吧。
So I thought, "Ooh, this is like being in a TV show."
我觉得很好玩的，这好像是电视演的剧情似的。
So I set the deal with Roach, and I called the police back, and they said, "The eagle has landed. Wire me up."
然后呢，我说这个机会来了，你就把我装上这些装备吧。
But they said, "Oh, sorry, the technician is on vacation this week."
他说抱歉，结果我们技术人员呢这个礼拜放假。
I go, geez, no wonder nobody calls the police. You're useless, you know.
我说难怪大家不去叫警察，因为根本没有用。
He said, if you're going to whine so much, just go buy your computer back.
如果说他就他们就说，如果说你真要你的电脑，你就花钱买回来吧。
So I get all the money, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm going to go see a guy named Roach with all this money.
然后呢，我就真的带着现钞，然后我想一想，也不对呀，我带着这些钱去找一个 Roach.
In the middle of the night.
在半夜三更。
In the middle of a ghetto.
然后在这个这么破烂的区域。
That's not too smart.
这样做可能不是很有智慧吧。
So I asked my neighbors to watch for me.
所以我就叫我的邻居帮我在旁边看着。
My Cambodian neighbors lived on the second floor, and they could see over the parking lot.
那我的柬埔寨的邻居住二楼，所以他们可以看见在这个停车场发生的事。
But they didn't understand me, and something got lost in the translation.
可能呢，他们误会了我的意思，误会了。
So when I went out to walk to meet Roach,
结果呢，我就出去了，就要去跟 Roach 见面的时候
，two Cambodian neighbors walked behind me with guns.
结果呢，我的柬埔寨的邻居的两个就跑出来了，带着枪跟着我一块去。
So, do you remember the Michael Jackson video "Beat It"?
你记不记得这 Michael Jackson 有一首歌叫 "Beat It"?
So I was walk out in front in slow motion.
我就慢慢的走在前面。
And then the two Cambodians walked behind me.
就在后面这两个柬埔寨邻居呢，就跟着我后面走。
So we go out to meet Roach.
我们就去见 Roach.
But then he said, "Oh, sorry, your computer has already. I can't buy it back."
就他说 ，Sorry， 我没有办法呢，把那电脑还给你。
And my CSI TV episode ended abruptly.
结果呢，我的犯罪剧情呢就到此结束。
But I realized that I received something, even though I never got my computer back. I got a bigger treasure.
虽然说我没有拿到我的电脑，可是我觉得我拿到了更可贵的宝藏。
All my neighbors were willing to take care of me.
我的这些邻居啊，都愿意照顾我。
The manager told me the word on the street.
那我的这个大楼的经理告诉我道上的话。
Roach was willing to negotiate with the drug dealers.
Roach 呢愿意去跟这些毒枭来谈判。
And the Cambodian guys would actually go out with guns to protect me.
然后我的柬埔寨邻居呢甚至带着他们的枪来保护我。
So another time, my car got broken into, and I'm cleaning up the glass at midnight, you know, the car glass.
有一次呢，这个我的车子呢，窗户被人打了，然后在半夜的时候，我就在那扫玻璃。
And Kosal, my neighbor, comes out again and helps me clean up.
然后我的另外一个邻居呢，就出来帮助我来扫玻璃。
And I'm thanking him profusely, and he says, "That's okay. We're all in this together."
我实在是谢谢他，他说没关系了，我们反正是一伙的。
That's what it means to be church together.
这个就是一个团结一起弟兄姐妹的可贵。
God didn't save us just so that we could have a relationship with Him alone.
神没有说定义叫我们就跟他单单的有关系而已。
Jesus saved us to make us a people.
耶稣来就是让我们成为一个团体。
He made us to be a community that has each other's back, that takes care of each other.
而这个团体呢，是让我们能彼此照顾，并且彼此的看守。
We're all needy. We need each other, and that's why he's given us this church.
我们都有需要，我们都有彼此的需要，因此神设立了教会。
And you can see how together as a church, you could support so much more missions. As a church, you could be so much of a brighter light for Jesus.
当我们集中我们的力量的时候，一个教会我们可以有更多的宣教的奉献，宣教的贡献。
So let me tell you my quick last story about the gift of shalom.
那最后呢，跟大家分享就是 shalom 的宝贵。
So my apartment complex was really bad. You could see there's all this drug dealing, and you could see this kid holding a needle of heroin.
那里实在是太多的毒品泛滥，所以说这个孩子都手上拿着是一个打那个海洛因的针头。
And this is someone's bathroom. You could see the holes in the wall, the broken windows, and the mold on the ceiling.
然后右边那个图片呢，就是一个人的这个 apartment， 他的家，就窗户也破了，是这个窗这个。墙壁上又有洞，然后更可怕的就是说天花板上还有这个发霉。
And then during one of the El Nino years when it rained a lot, everybody's apartment flooded.
然后有一年暴风雨来了，每一家通通都漏水。
And the sewage backed up, and someone actually saw like a dead mouse float by.
然后马桶阻塞，水涌出来，甚至还看到了一个死老鼠。
Six kids from different households had to go to the hospital for asthma attacks.
六个不同单位的孩子都得要去紧急室，因为他们的气喘爆发。
So the kids weren't sick, the environment was making them sick.
孩子们本身没有病，是因为这个环境实在太恶劣。
So we Christians realize that's not how God wants our neighbors to live.
那以身为基督徒，我们相信神不希望我们的邻居这样的住法。
So we decided to sue.
所以我们就决定集体来诉讼。
Now it's really hard to get immigrants to stand up for their rights.
大家都知道，新或者移民来说呢，他们很不容易站出来为他们的权益而奋斗。
The Cambodians went through the killing fields, and so they were afraid of government.
柬埔寨的那些邻居们，因为他们经过政治迫害，所以说他们不敢站出来。
The Latinos who are undocumented were afraid of being deported.
然后呢，西班牙裔的邻居，因为他们没有身份，所以他们怕会被驱逐出境。
And all the elderly were on fixed incomes.
然后呢，老人家们呢都是有微薄的固定收入。
So they may get $900 a month, but rent next door was $1,200 a month.
那他们呢？也许只有每一个月进账900，可是如果说去隔壁的房子租的话呢，租金可要1200呢。
So they don't want to complain because if they get evicted, they couldn't live in the Bay Area anymore.
所以他们也不敢出声，因为如果他们被驱逐的话，他们没地方住。
But because we prayed and because the Christians had such a strong relationship with the people,
可是因为我们基督徒祷告，并且跟他们有密切的关系，
we got 200 of our neighbors to sign on the lawsuit.
我们竟然能够得到200个邻居跟我们一起支持我们来告诉。
So here's a headline from the Oakland Tribune.
所以这个是当时在 Oakland 的报纸的头条呢。
And it said there was an unlikely coalition.
这是一个很难得的联合。
God brought together Cambodians and Mexicans.
是上帝把这些柬埔寨还有墨西哥的人带到一起。
And then Chinese graduate students who are Christians.
然后竟然还有中国的这个研究生是基督徒的。
All to fight for better conditions.
一起来努力来争取一个好一点的居住环境。
Eventually, after 3 years and a lot of prayer, God saved us.
终于在三年后，经过努力还有很多祷告，神呢，救了我们。
So I don't have a testimony about my like I was an alcoholic and God saved me as an individual.
我呢没有这样的见证，说好像以前酗酒啊，之后神救了我了，得以其洁净。
But I have a testimony of how God saved my entire community.
可是我有一个见证，是神如何救了我整个的社区。
We won $1 million.
我们赢得100万的赔偿。
And we were able to get our landlord to sell from one-bedroom apartments and sell it to a non-profit.
然后呢，并且能让这个坏房东把他的这个单位卖出去，卖到一个非福利的机构，然后变成一个新的建筑物。
So now my neighbors have 3 to 4 bedroom apartments.
所以现在我的邻居呢，可以拥有3到4个房间的居住房子。
Yeah, they have ambient heating from the floor.
他们的那个暖气是从地上冒出来的。
And solar panels.
而且还有这个 solar panels, 太阳能。
And they have a community center and basketball court and community garden.
而且很多的公共设施，又可以打篮球，又可以有花园。
So now, you know, one of my neighbors said, "Now I can finally rest."
所以一个邻居说，我现在终于可以休息了。
And God's shalom isn't just peaceful circumstances.
所以说上帝的平安不是一个就是很安稳的一个环境。
It's more God's peace is about right relationships.
神的平安是一个是讲到的是一个正确的关系。
Because we were really angry at the drug dealers, we're really angry at our landlord.
因为当时我们是对这些毒枭对房东都很生气。
But God's justice restored those kinds of relationships.
可是神呢，把这些这个关系完全调整正确，得到了公义。
So I'm still there 30 years later, raising my kid, got foster daughters, and still doing church in this neighborhood.
所以30年后，我还是住在那里，有了我自己的孩子，并且领养了孩子，并且继续教会的事工。
And this treasure of heaven is not something we consume or have. It's something that's free and freeing.
那 这种呢从属天的宝藏不是我们可以拥有它的人不能够拥有它这个根本就是免费而且可以释放人心。
It's not anything we're entitled to, but it's the gift of right relationships.
不是说我们有权利拥有它而是说这是一个恩典是一个关系。
And even treasure in heaven, heaven isn't a place to go.
虽然天堂是一个可以去的地方。
Heaven is being with your family here.
其实就在属地也是跟我们家人也就像是在天堂一样的。
This is a foretaste of heaven, being in right relationship with your community.
当我们跟周遭的人有一个正确、美好、甘甜的关系，就好像有了属天的这样子的感受。
So I know even now it's hard for me. I still want a lot of the things that the world offers.
虽然说对我来说还是不完全，我还是有很多想要这个从世界上来的东西。
So I'm tortured.
所以我也受苦啊。
You know, whenever someone ran up to Jesus and said, "Good teacher," that in the New Testament, that person was sick.
就好像说，任何人呢跑到耶稣面前，跪在耶稣的脚前说，夫子。求你帮助我，这个人其实他是生病了。
That person needed healing.
那个人需要帮助，需要医治。
And the rich young ruler needed healing too.
而这个有钱的官青年官他也需要医治。
I need healing too because I'm tortured and torn, because of being a rich young ruler.
我也是在受到受苦呢，因为我也是在挣扎当中。
But the good news, and I loved in this story, is that Jesus looked at him, saw him even in his struggle, and loved him.
可是我好喜欢这一段，就是耶稣看见他的挣扎，看着他就爱他。
And this morning, Jesus is the same for us. He looks at me, Jesus looks at you, and sees your struggle, sees your illness, sees how you're wanting to say, "Here I am, Lord," but can't fully go.
就像今天早上，耶稣也是看着我，也是看着你。他知道我们心中的挣扎。虽然我们心里愿意说：“主啊，我在这里。”可是我们苦啊。
But he says he sees you and he loves you.
可是他说他看着我们就爱我们。
And like the choir sang, there's a feast for us.
就像是诗班所唱的，在天上有属天的宴席。
Let us follow him, do the mission of.Inviting people in and join in the feast of Jesus.
让我们就跟随主，并且照他所说的，我们邀请人家来参与，来加入这个宴席。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Jesus, thank you for your good invitation to give up everything.